I don't know about you, but I'm pleased that this Feast of the Assumption falls on a Sunday. We get to share a deeper meaning of this feast as a larger faith community. Midweek days of obligation brought together the faithful who might be weary after a day's work or hurried up for a lunch break. I remember some time ago working in Chicago's Loop and going to St. Peter's Church on Madison Street, with at least half of Chicago's Catholic population to attend Mass. Today, we have an hour or so together, and to really look at this special feast that I believe has more meaning today than it did in the past. And let me explain. Today's gospel reading is a rare reading. Have you noticed? There are no men in it. The focus is entirely on two women, an elderly woman and a young girl, and both are pregnant. Their coming together is prayerfully, and the news that they share is good for a change. The house they enter belongs to Zechariah, and the promise made by Abraham to the fathers becomes a source of celebration. The babies to be born are both boys. In this special meeting, we encounter a male-free zone in the Bible. The women coming together is joyful, and the dialogue is entirely theirs. Any way you look at it, it is the feminine energy between Mary and Elizabeth is obvious and palpable. It should remind us that they are part of our salvation history, and women are a part of God's will to be done here on earth. I would like to share with you an item from a reference that I used. And it's really about some dynamic women we had in our salvation history. Rarely do we get behind the curtain of the biblical ladies' room. There was Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi, Judith and her unnamed but truthful maidservant, and there was Lydia of Philippi, and there was Prisca of Corinth and Mary of Magdala. Those are just to name a few. We get an idea into the headstrong and powerful women who are not content to sit on the sidelines of Scripture, but earn top billing in their generation to do God's will. So let's concentrate on a very special woman in our spiritual life, Mary of Nazareth. And there are three things that especially stand out in her life, and it should inspire us on our spiritual journey. She endured suffering, she rendered service, and she prayed unceasingly. Her suffering began when she and Joseph took Jesus to the temple, and the holy man Simeon told her that Jesus is destined for the rise and fall of Israel, and that a sword will pierce Mary's heart. And Mary saw the crowd in opposition to Jesus, and she stood at the foot of the cross of her crucified dead son. Mary brought a spirit of service to others. Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord, be it done to me according to your word. She ministered to Elizabeth, which I believe was the start of the ministry of presence. She ministered to the couple at Cana by telling Jesus, not asking, but telling Jesus to help that couple. And lastly, Mary had a profound spirit of prayerfulness. Mary offered a prayer of praise right after Elizabeth's child leaped in her womb. And it says in the Acts of the Apostles that she prayed with the apostles in the preparation for the coming of the Holy Spirit. Mary inspires us to endure suffering courageously. Mary inspires us to serve joyfully. And Mary inspires us to pray unceasingly. And this, I believe, is the good news of today's gospel. Mary's gift of inspiration helps us to navigate that road less traveled. Let us bow our heads and say that prayer that Gabriel taught us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.